Hello, this is Paul Hood. The purpose of this podcast series is to highlight several demonstrated areas of significant disagreement among business appraisers that affect tax valuations, as well as the general disciplines of business valuation as a whole. Most estate planners believe that there exists a set of generally accepted appraisal principles that all business appraisers must follow. Unfortunately, the literature and purported body of knowledge within the business appraisal profession are replete with disagreements, some bordering on vehement, on how to treat certain business valuation issues. Where a business appraiser stands on a particular valuation issue will affect a client's business appraisal report. A little Southern wisdom for you. Where you stand depends a lot upon where you sit. When there exists a professional dispute on a particular business valuation issue, you can bet your bottom dollar that the IRS or the opposing appraiser will be on the other side of that issue. Therefore, given the amount of valuation litigation, it is imperative that estate planners know where business appraisers stand on an issue before that issue is joined. This podcast discusses the following burning issue: whether or not to apply a discount for lack of marketability, or DLOM, to a controlling interest in a closely held entity. DLOM is premised on the fact that the holder of such an interest has no organized market, such as a public stock market, into which to sell that interest immediately. Nevertheless, a holder of a controlling interest usually has access to all the cash flows of the entity until sale. What do I mean by that? The holder of a controlling interest may be taking out excessive compensation and perks, as well as a very favorable rent on company facilities that the holder owns outside of the entity. According to Chris Mercer, a prominent business appraiser, this militates against DLOM because those cash flows are fully capitalized and usable by the holder until the closing of the sale. Therefore, Mercer argues, there is no room in the math for DLOM for a controlling interest in a discounted cash flow model, because the cash flows are fully accounted for. Business appraisers are divided over the applicability of DLOM with respect to a controlling interest. In their book, Business Valuation and Taxes, Procedure, Law, and Perspective, published by John Wiley and Sons, Judge David Larrow and Shannon Pratt, one of the most preeminent business appraisers in the country and a prolific author, point out the following factors that must be considered in determining DLOM for a controlling interest. 1. IPO flotation costs. 2. IPO professional and administrative expenses. 3. Risk of achieving the estimated value. 4. Lack of ability to hypothecate or to give as collateral. And last, 5, sales transaction costs. Some business appraisers have pointed out that because the restricted stock studies and pre-IPO studies contain only non-controlling interest transactions, there is no direct market evidence through which to estimate DLOM for a controlling interest, rendering these approaches unusable for estimating DLOM for a controlling interest. Nevertheless, on the whole, the courts have been receptive to the notion of a DLOM for a controlling interest, albeit at lower average discounts than that for non-controlling interests. For example, see Jones Estate v. Commissioner, 116 Tax Court 121, 2001, which allowed an 8% discount for lack of marketability on an 83.08 controlling interest. See also Magos Estate v. Commissioner, TC Memo 2000-129, which allowed a 25% illiquidity discount on a 56.7% interest conveying effective operational control. See also Hendrickson Estate v. Commissioner, TC Memo 1999-278, which allowed a 30% discount for lack of marketability on a 49.97% effective controlling interest. Jameson Estate versus Commissioner TC Memo 1999-43 allowed a 3% DLOM on a 98% controlling interest. In Andrews versus Commissioner 79 TC 938 1982, the tax court also allowed a discount for lack of marketability on a controlling interest. Nevertheless, I believe that Mercer is correct and that any DLOM attributable to a controlling interest should be at most quite small, because the owner actually has access to all the available cash flows from the business until the point of sale. Alternatively, and to the degree that such a discount exists, it might be better categorized as something other than DLOM and be assigned nomenclature more specific to its quantification, such as a discount for lack of liquidity. Some appraisers have suggested that the discounting of controlling interests can easily lead to confusion between an interest value and the proceeds realized in transacting it. This concludes this podcast. The next podcast in our series of burning valuation issues involves the discount for embedded capital gains. Thank you.